Ife. What's up, Ife?
Mom, can you hear me?
I hear you now, huh?
Okay. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much.
Okay. Oh, just check them. Pretty good. I'm hanging. Just got a lot going on.
Yeah.
This Grace piece hasn't gotten as much. It's better yet. It's getting there. Still some
for you or the teachers?
For me, I don't know about the teachers. I haven't gotten to all of them yet. Gotten to some of them. It's how it's laid out in Wakanda. How things show up. I got to go in and de-enroll students from all the classes that you know that are not being taught this semester, just a number of things, and just trying to have it show up for the first 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So that has to do with the settings, and there's some things that are just not quite clear to me yet. Why, like Mama Sherry's does well, mine doesn't show a time period. Hers does, and I don't see anything different in our setup. You know, I have been working with some teachers. Mama Kaya, worked with her last night, found out how you can give students incomplete for the assignments, and then they won't be graded. So that's good to know. I need to get that back up to Mama Renee. And Mama Kaya, she brought some news last night that I would rather not have, and I'm not surprised she's taking Samad out of math, out of Mama Evelyn's class. And you know, that's been like a running kind of thing with some of the parents. They don't understand, you know, our strategy, and kind of they say it's a Khan Academy is the teacher, and that's not true. And so Mama Kaya finally said that she misses teaching Samad, so she wants to teach him. And he's playing her like a fiddle. And you know, your dad and I were talking at lunch. It's like some of the high schoolers are gonna have to get firmer limits. Mama Evelyn called your dad after lunch and reported that Ola, in appreciations today, said, "I appreciate not learning anything in this class today." I was like, that's aggressive, you know. So, you know, what can you do? You know, his mom is not going to set any limits. She was saying that with Io, she started giving her like 9 laps around the park. And she'd be begging to stop, and she'd give her one more as long as she begged. And one day, last year, one time she took her out for 2 days and said, I think your grandmother worked as a domestic. That's what you could do. I want you to clean this whole house for 2 days." And wouldn't let up, you know, she had to clean it. So, you know, you have to get children's attention, and most of the parents that are, but the students are struggling, they're not getting their attention. They're not.
So she did that with Io after what?
After Io Deli wasn't doing her work in school last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you notice now, I mean, Io's on her work. You know? She's on her work. Yeah. And, you know, it's required. It's required with children to, you know, shape behavior as best we can.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if you learned about, and you were at the conference, Mama Joy, Sister Joy finally told Wakessa that what she needed to talk to us about is that when she was presenting at the conference, on the front row was Adai, Story, and Dream, I think, and probably Keely Molly too. And Adai taught most of her presentation. He wouldn't stop talking, even though the other students stopped talking to him. And she said she gave him the evil eye and everything. He continued. And he reported to us that he didn't see her evil eye. And we were thinking about it today. It's like, yeah, but you know you don't do that at a conference when you sit on the front seat and your teacher is up presenting, you know. You know, it's like, you know that, right? You know that at every age, right?
Well, see, I think that's the thing. Some of them don't. Like, really? Some of these, like, age-old things that we take for granted, like, wow. I think this younger generation is not getting for whatever reason. You know, I'm not saying nobody's ever told him that before.
Right.
Whatever reason, it hasn't like sunk in for him, because at the same conference, I wasn't there at that presentation, but after, you know, because I was at in the other room, in the other presentation, but we went back into the kind of main room where things were happening, and they were having another session, and we were kind of all sitting on the row together, and Adai was playing a game on his phone. Which, for me, you know, while it's not, like, directly disruptive, it's along those same lines of, like, things you don't do at a conference, especially after you just presented.
Like, exactly.
Not, like, just chill out, just sit, just be bored, you know, maybe have a little small, quiet here in their conversation with Akili Mali, you know, next to you, because we weren't in the front. But don't be playing games on your phone. Like, you
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it got my attention then, that, and it seemed like Akili got it a little bit more than him. But generally, there wasn't anything definitively that was going to have him be like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Let me be on my cues or what have you. So, yeah. I mean, and I don't know if there's some kind of rebellion in it, but I think what it is, the energy that I got from it was kind of like, what, it's not a big deal. You know, like genuinely. Not like, oh, I know this is going to annoy you, so I'm going to keep doing it. But what's the big deal?
Right. And you know, if as I think about it, like, as parents give children their phones to keep them quiet and like keep them focused so they don't disrupt.
Right.
I suppose you can just grow on up and think, oh, well, you know, a child having a phone in a conference makes sense. And when they're up to maybe 5 or 6, you know, it does. So it's like, what's the cutoff? I hear you. I'm going to talk to your dad. I mean, I don't want him bringing his phone to lunch anymore. You know, it's like, that's a time for us to talk, you know. And, you know, he hasn't had it, like, at the table while he's eating and before he's eating. It's like, both of them, you know, I'm going to just make the request because, yeah, I hear you. There maybe aren't like solid rules. That's all the more reason why we gotta get their attention and make them solid, right?
And if you think of, like, these kids aren't growing up in like a church where you have church rules. You know, you're not gonna be, you know what I'm saying, while you're sitting every Sunday or you're going, you know what I mean? So there are not these rules and ways of being that they're getting used to, you know what I'm saying? They know that is kind of a setting. The culture is, no, you don't, you know, do certain things. They're not getting like that. They don't have that, you know. I don't know of any
environment
where Adai is consistently with adults present or in some kind of like, I don't know, orchestrated environment.
Right.
You know, like that's not happening for him.
Right. Yeah.
And he's a teenager, you know, so the same stuff is going to come up.
Right. And for folks who will be judging him, like Sister Joy, she was raised in such an environment. So, you know, it could be like, oh my God, it could be real big for her. And she might not even consider, wow, he just hasn't been to a conference before. He hasn't been
in a situation like this.
Sorry.
I said, right. So here he is being blatantly disrespectful in her.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So can I really trust him? You know, like... it does matter because it'd be like, well, I can't trust him. I can't take him to a conference with me because I don't know what will happen. And they're, so already now he's out. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have a clue. You know, like today I was, we got invited to a chess tournament at Pearl Academy. And he, a guy got in the mail his U.S. chess membership. And when you remember... He got it when he was in that tournament at with TKS. Then your playing counts. You know, you can then start being in the running in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And the teacher they have there that comes every Friday said in the email he is a part of that association, so he can judge it and all that. And I was like, so Adai, this can aid in your getting a scholarship. And it's like he hadn't thought about it before, you know, because like. He wasn't seemingly expressing much interest. And I was like, you know, this could maybe get you a scholarship. And it's like, oh, okay. So I do hear you. I mean, very often they will miss out on some things and not understand the importance of things because they just don't. That's why we have to kind of have to back them up. So, so I was talking to Ife about the, you know, the Mama Evelyn piece and then it led us to Ola and then Adai. And Ife was with Adai at subsequently at that same conference, and she was saying she was helping him know not to.
I actually did
play a game on his cell phone. Sorry.
I was saying I actually didn't say anything to him.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Got you.
I made a note of it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay, so we were just short of it was we were saying that a lot of the young people in some ways don't know because they haven't been in certain environments where the habit is like ingrained. Like if they've been raised in church, they know you got to be quiet. You know, if somebody's up, you got to whatever. If somebody's praying, then you do this. If somebody is this. And they'll have a situation. So I was saying to her, which means we got to be even more clear. You know, we gotta be absolutely clear. Partly because for somebody like a Joy Davis, you know, I'm sure she was raised in such an environment where you were, and that was considered blatant disrespect. And people will be deciding things about our children off the bat, and they won't even have a clue, the children. So, yeah.
That's fine. I appreciate that. Let's switch it to get this other stuff down if you want. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm late. So maybe, you know. I mean, I appreciate that. Appreciate the catch up.
All right, okay, sir. Well, we'll roll on along. So Ife, I mainly want to synchronize on where you are. I just want to kind of touch and agree to go forward, have a sense for how we're going to wind up, what you see, and do it pretty fast in that I want to, I don't want to take a long time. And I want to also kind of get some assurance on getting more energy going again. I know you had a plan, getting some more prospects. And I was also thinking I would be fine if, and I'd be willing to help interview some of the people that have already applied because if they're not going to work out we might as well know it as soon as possible, and if they are we can kind of release them out to start working, because January's yeah. gonna get here before we, you know, before we know it.
Okay. Yeah, I like that thinking. So where we are, as far as what we talked about last week, is I have started to draft that invitation. We talked about, and I got those contacts that you mentioned, Mom, via email. Dad, I didn't get yours, so if you could send me a list of those who you had in mind, that'd be helpful. The other thing I'm working on is scheduling two Facebook Lives for this week, in line with what we talked about, Dad. And
yep.
So it would be helpful to get two times on the calendar that work for you.
I can pull up the calendar real quick. And you said this week, right, Ife?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me pull up a weekly calendar. So we're right here today. No, that's next week. We're right here today. Mm-hmm. So one of y'all want to make a suggestion?
Dad, do you have time? Do you know times off the top of your head where you're free?
Do I know the times that I'm free off the top of my head?
Yes.
Well, I have the calendar up, Ife. I'm sharing the calendar, so.
Just a minute, I'm looking for the calendar that you're sharing.
I mean, I'm looking at the calendar also.
And what is this for, Ophia? What is this for?
Facebook Lives, two Facebook Lives.
Great. You want to, if you're doing, if it's Facebook Live and then you want morning, it's Monday, Wednesday, morning, if it's Tuesday, Thursday, it needs to be afternoon. And like I think last time we did it about 2 o'clock, that works for me on Thursday.
Okay.
It doesn't, because if you look right here at the calendar, it's dentist appointment.
Okay. That's from 1:40. Okay, so that means we can do it at 12:15.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Let's do it at 12:15. This is Wednesday. No, this is Thursday, right? So I finished my class, and so we'll go with it at that time.
Mom, can you move your cursor, please?
You said Kevin. What was it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Are you going to have time to do the Facebook Live at 12:15 and get to your dinner?
Yeah, the other thing, the appointment is not far from here. So if we do 30 minutes, 40 minutes, we're all right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it says 1:40 to 2:40.
Actually.
And if I leave here, you know, if we start at 12 o'clock, 12:15,
yeah.
I'll be finished by 1 o'clock, and that's enough time for me to get.
And what Kipsa is my husband and business partner.
Mute your mic, Ophia.
And you are King Kevin.
Okay, so Ife, I'm sorry I missed your call yesterday. What you need, babe?
I was calling to check in about, well, first I wanted to ask.
Let me go mute her mic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So One moment.
All right, love. Hit it.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what time I was born. And I was just gonna see if you were there and if you have any recollection of what time it was.
Oh. You didn't take as long. So, Fina took a long time. I remember that. So hers would have been more around 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I think yours was probably more like 12 or 1. But I'm not sure. Your mother would be more defensive on it. But I am pretty confident that you didn't. The labor wasn't that long.
Yeah, she said that she thought it was between 3 and 4 o'clock.
3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You went there. Okay, because I was for you. Yeah. Now, I concur with that. I mean, we were in and out of there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we'd have to go with that. I don't have a memory. Okay. I'm fuzzy on it. I'm more clear about, believe it or not, I'm more clear about Fina's because it took such a long time and we had to fight with the doctors. Mm-hmm. What I remember about yours is no sooner than we got you in there that you came. I do remember in the afternoon, now that you mentioned us saying the contractions are not far apart and your mother knowing how to hold those. And so the people like couldn't believe that she was dilated 8 centimeters when they realized, mm-hmm. It's like, excuse me, let me get you up here right now. Mm-hmm. It was still daylight when that was happening. Whereas Fina stuff was happening. Late in the night, and early in the morning.
Okay.
That's how it is.
Cool. Thank you. Other thing I was calling about was because I don't know if you got my, I CC'd y'all on an email that I replied to Mama Fua. Miriam, and she was asking who all would be included in the training in her family lore site. I guess she's trying to figure out.
You mean Muriel, Mama Muriel? You said Muriel. Oh, Muriel. Yeah. Muriel. Okay.
Muriel.
No, we know a Muriel, so we know a Miriam, so it just took me in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Okay, so she wants to do the Family Lore Project, but she also wants to have her proteges involved so they can be, she can have new blood and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Anyway, she was asking about how many people would be involved in the training, and I wanted to run that by you, but I just went ahead and told her basically any site coordinators, assistants or volunteers who are going to be
good
there on a everyday basis.
Yep. I concur with that.
All right, cool. And
okay, I apologize, y'all. I didn't want to take the calendar away. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I was wanted to check in about the car stuff with Solomon, but I can call you about that after this.
What was the piece that I just missed?
I was talking about Mama Fua and in Bermuda. She how many people would be involved in the training, like coordinator training?
Oh, that was a question.
Yeah, that was her question. And so Dad was asking what I called him for because he missed my call yesterday. So I was telling him it was partly about that to see what his, you know, what his take was. But I already answered her email. So
she was wanting to know how many people she could have involved or how many people.
So, I mean, generally, I think she was trying to figure out how to get her people roped in to the site. Because, you know, she's already applied for a site. But she wants, like, to have younger people involved since she's older. And so she first, in one email, asked me if the people who she said she forwarded the information to six of her proteges, and she asked, would they need to apply as well? Like, can they apply basically to run the same site? So, you know, at first I was going to tell her there's no need to apply if they're going to be a part of your site. But since I really wasn't aware of how she was going to have it set up, like, if they were going to be running the site or what, I told her, yeah, to go ahead and have them apply. And then she also asked in a separate email how many people would be involved in the training, as in, I think what she's saying was how many staff, you know, if she has a bunch of people involved, how many people would be allowed to the training?
Okay.
Any site coordinators, volunteers, or assistants who are going to be involved on like a dedicated everyday basis.
Gotcha. And
then get invited. That's it.
Yeah, I got you. And I just wanted Ife to pass on to you in terms of Mama Afua. As she said in her email to you, I looked at it, she's 80 years old. And what I've kind of gathered about Mama Afua so far is that, yeah, she's definitely determined, well determined to make things happen, wants to make things happen, and she has a very difficult time getting other people involved. I think in some ways she just doesn't know quite how to assemble people. There's some healing that she needs to do in order to be able to do that. And that said, you know, I think she could even figure out ways to get the money, the people. I don't know. And that's partly why I think it will be good to go ahead and interview her and Kaya too, to support them in assembling somebody, you know. Yeah. Okay, did y'all get the schedule for the Facebook Lives?
Yes, it's Thursday at 12:15.
So, I'm creating the event, Mom, so and to your point, Mom, I was not taking that for granted, because I've heard you say stuff like that before. And, you know, how I replied back to her was, should any of the people who you've reached out to be interested, then they can, you know, apply. Because, yeah, I mean, I know she's very hopeful. And that's, you know, also part of the reason why I said to her, yes, go ahead and have them apply. Because that would also be them declaring interest to.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, because you might be able to have one of them catch the spirit. All righty then.
Are you okay? Can we And we set these Facebook Live times as recurring. Since we want to do twice a week, or even if we do once a week, like, can we have a standing time so I can just try to fill those? You see what I'm saying? Nah, can you?
Would you, Ife, would you say that again? You were low on the turn your mama and you're on different frequencies. I mean, a volume setting, so unfortunately. So would you say that again, please?
I'm saying for the Facebook Lives,
yep.
We want to do them twice a week, or even if we do them once a week, can we make these times recurring so that I can just fill them?
Good. Let's do it. Let's make it 12:50 that same time. Let's make it Tuesday and Thursday.
I just want to point out, okay, so that's lunchtime for us. Okay. Would 1 o'clock, could 1 o'clock work?
Yeah, it just didn't work this week. Okay. Yeah, Ife, I'm sorry, I forgot I had a responsibility to prepare lunch for other folks. But we're good for Thursday. I'll do it ahead of time. And let's make it Tuesday.
Well, you don't prepare lunch on Thursday, so that's okay. You don't prepare lunch on either one of those days, okay? So I'm just saying that's when we eat lunch.
Yeah, and
1 o'clock regularly.
One o'clock Tuesday and Thursday.
All right, great. I'll do 1 to 1:45.
1 o'clock on Thursday, okay? So your dental appointment is at 1:40 on Thursday.
That's why that's not for this week.
All right, okay.
And thank you for looking out for me. Look out for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Ife, what's the focus going to be on Thursday?
Well, what I was going for was to... my hope is to have Nadir be on with you and have him read some of his entries and be led by you in terms of the impact to him, the program's impact on him, and that kind of thing.
Okay. You might also see if you can get one of your parents on.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in or another time. I'm just saying that's also.
All right.
Again, go ahead.
Do you know the account settings that you have for Be Live TV? If we can do more than two people.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right. Mom, did we ever give Dale his book back?
No.
Ever get what?
Dale his, we said when we're done book back. I gave it to Modley.
All right.
Okay, so I'm doing Tuesday and Thursday on a regular.
Just reminds me, I got a fear if you meet with her before I do, if we're meeting with Renee and anybody that has to do with similar project, particularly Renee, asking, for them to continue through the process of having them reflect and analyze.
Mm-hmm. And this reminds me, Kessa, we need a format for that. We need to come up with a format for it. I'll be happy to bring what I used last year on the reflection side, evaluation side. I I never had them do any evaluation of it. Just
well, it's not evaluation, it's an analysis. And the analysis is based on the particular rubric, consistent with what they, whether they classify it as prose, as poetry, et cetera.
And you may have such, so if you do, I'd like for you to bring it.
All right.
Because we're going to need both of these as instruments going forward. Otherwise, you're going to.
I got a feel. I don't need the explanation. No, you're right. I agree with you.
So let's have this at our next next time.
Absolutely. I'm putting it right in the middle right now. Bring FLP reflection and analysis rubrics instruction. All right. And another thing we need to do is to do some pre and post exams. In terms of where students are. Grammar, writing, attitudes toward writing, discussing. And part of what, as they are reflecting on the work to reflect on, not the students, I'm talking about the teachers now, what material they covered as they are, helping the students with gathering, reflecting, and analyzing. So that, we can see and say the program is improve folks' attitudes toward writing, including the volume of it. Increase their voice, their comfort, and voice when speaking or when discussing.
Excuse me, Okessa. Yeah. Are you writing this?
I sure am.
Okay.
Increase.
What are you wanting us to do with it at this point?
Well, just as we got to have a rubric, we also need some ways for to do a pre and post assessment of some sort of to assess the effectiveness of what we say is going to happen, particularly their attention and retention, right, to writing and writing instruction. Than having a sense of what they already know, and then having a sense of what we covered and how much of that they attended to or retained, will then bolster our case, which is based on logic and anecdotal evidence at this point. And it's important because some folks actually forget what they actually do. So one part that I said I'm going to bring is information about the FLP reflection and analysis, the rubric and instruction. Another thing that I thought of is some ideas toward pre and post assessment of their writing, attitudes toward writing, grammar, and their voice, okay, in terms of speaking and discussing and stuff like that. And then another place for teachers to indicate what they had covered. So if they worked with Nadir and gave him a feedback, a grammatic feedback, then they would say that they've done that. In the end, depending on what kind of post-test we give, whether that's a paper and pencil or whether it's a result of their writing or something like that, personal reflection or parental reflection, whatever the regard, whatever that is, we can say, this is where they started. This is some of what they got. This is what how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. You know, see what I'm saying? So one part is the grammar instruction, other part is the writing instruction. Other part is the discussion or analysis and reflection that they'll gain by being able to say, well, I really understand history. I really understand the parts of that kind of thing like that. As well as, how are they more confident in their voice? And since they'll be leading some of these discussions about their family stuff. All right. So that's where I was. That's it for right now. Does that make sense, y'all? You agree with that?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. So you'll bring that as well, is what you're saying?
I'll bring my thoughts about it, and we can, you know, weigh in on it.
Yeah, you're talking about doing some research, and I guess for me, I'd want to keep it pretty simple, kind of contained.
Here's where actually we can bring in Joy to this part of it as well. Let her do some other separate stuff that she may interview people on and that kind of thing like that. We're intervening. I don't want to do it in ways that stop us moving forward or stop us and confound the results that we get. At the same time, being able to say, these are the things that we've considered and here is what's that, how that's improved.
Mm-hmm. Like I think it's a good idea.
I don't think this year that outside of, I mean, I don't know what Ife is doing in her class in terms of grammar and feedback on their writings and reflections and stuff like that. I doubt that so far Renee has. So we couldn't say this year that the Famulo project aided in grammar, okay, because if she didn't give them any grammatical corrections on their writing, okay, it may, in a sense of confidence, not about the writing, but some confidence about their voice, given that Ife is more and more connected them to sources and other information about it, and they've been discussing it. So I want to be able to have both that they're in a better place, more talkative, more confident, etc., and make sure there are things that we point to in place that are likely to affect that.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not against it. I'm mostly down for how to do it.
There's something about how to do it that concerns you that I'd like to know. It's not just how to do it. There's some concerns that you have, sound like.
Yeah. I won't say concerns. I mean, there's some things that I want to, there's some ways that I want to plan for it that would allow for some scares I could have if we don't do it in a certain way. I mean, we're talking about research. So what's our instrument? You know, do we do this in Google Form? Do we need to get some software? I don't know how Mama Ford did it. I guess she maybe just kind of did some tallying and
What we're doing is not what I'm talking about with Mama Ford.
Well, that's fine. Just hear me out, okay? I delight in doing this kind of thing, and I would like to do it not just for this round of the Family Love Project. As we continue to have projects and have students involved, we could start collecting data to show up to 10 years from now and keep building a track record. You know, so out of the 3,000 students that have been through here, these have been the results, and I'm just saying how we set it up from the beginning means a lot to me. That's all.
Love it. Glad you're involved.
So, you know, I say bring it because I want to look at, like, who will do what when, who will look out for it. I haven't done this kind of piece in a while. I'd love to get Mama Joy involved. She may have some ideas. She may have some sense for the rudiments of it, the technology needed. And Mama Fua might as well. That's why I said I don't know how Mama Fua dealt with her data this last time. I think she kind of dealt with it kind of raw. You know, depending on how we do it in Google Form, it could give us some of the data that I want to wind up with, and in some ways it could be limited as well. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Okay. I know last week we talked about getting us or y'all on some live shows. Derek Bozeman, Keedy, Ross Kofi. We never set a protocol for that, for how to get that done. So I think that's something that just needs to be handed out. Just, you know, who's gonna do that and how.
Will you do it?
I mean, I don't mind. I don't know how. I've never.
Just call them.
Okay.
That's all. Just call them.
Yeah, on those shows, Ife, we have name enough. Just schedule it. And you have my schedule, right?
I have the calendar, if that's yeah. What you're talking about. Uh-huh. I don't know that I have your personal calendar. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't really keep one besides the IED, and I was going to say, yeah, I don't even keep anything under IED Financial. If it gets scheduled on Acuity, it goes over to the IED calendar. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much there.
All
right,
so.
Yeah, it's pretty much there. I mean, there may be a few things. You know, things in green are kind of personal.
Well, I don't have anything in any other color but purple.
Okay.
That's not under. So, if you have any personal stuff, that's not coming over.
Yeah, if you just handle the purple stuff, that's the most important part. The other stuff could even be shifted around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It sure could.
All right. So what I need is phone numbers for each of them.
Okay. So.
Oh, I can send you a list.
Are you friends with Keedy on Facebook?
I'm not sure. I mean, I can check.
All right, that's going to be the best way to get him. I don't really have a phone number for him, but all right, you're at your computer, right? Can you just look up Keedi Awadu? And I'll send him a message that you're working to get with him. I'm sending it to him now. Contacting you, me, the family, or project, coordinating for our institute. Please. So I let him know you're contacting him, Ife. For Ross Kofi, you ready for his number?
Can you email it to me, please?
Oh, sure. Let me make an email right now. So I've told him you're going to be getting with him, Ife. So okay. He's expecting that. I'm going to be sending you what I have now for these people. Just one second. Oh, my Gmail's so slow. Ife. Okay, phone numbers. Ross Kofi, too, if you are with him on Facebook, that might be the quickest way to get with him. Ross Kofi, here we go. Contacts.
right, I just
sent an email. Then the other one is Davis Foseman, right? Not Davis Foseman. What's his name?
I'm sending it to I'm texting you and him right now, Ethan.
I was gonna say I don't have anything on Derek. He ran out of space for Facebook friends. I'm not even his Facebook friend. Roscoe. Love Roscoe. I'm gonna send you his email and phone number. Okay. Okay, paste is this, that's his phone number, and then email. Was that it, Ife? Was that them? Ife. Oh yeah, okay. Now I probably don't have anything on Kaba except for Facebook. Kitty's writing me back right now. Well, Cassie, you got Kava's number, don't you?
I do. Just a minute. I'm typing Derek right now.
Okay. If a Kitty just gave me his numbers, I'm going to put those in for you, okay? His office and mobile. He said, sounds good to him. Kitty. Awadu. Okay, and your dad has, who's your dad have? Kaba. Well, Kessa, I'll wait for you to give me Kaba's number and then it'll all be done.
Book, what are we doing? What's our site? FLP. All right, Ife, you should be getting a text. You can text at that directed to Derek. All right, and I'm going to get Cabo's now.
If you save me his number, I'll put it right here. Okay, sir.
Not a problem.
All right.
All righty, Fia, I put it right there.
In the chat?
Yep.
All right, gotcha. All righty, Faye, they're coming for you. There you go. Oh, and just before we take off, everybody, Ife, just one idea I had for a Facebook Live that I'd love to participate in is since the holidays are coming, you know, Thanksgiving and the winter holidays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and we will very often be together with family, just as kind of the energy that I've been thinking lately, a little bit of urgency to say our eldest folks to check in with and, you know, maybe ask some of those questions we've had and maybe spend some extra time with them and kind of suggesting, because I think it's true that for most of us, we'll feel very honored that people ask us, you know, about ourselves, about our lives, about what we remember about, you know, our four people and encourage people to record it and to write it down and not take it for granted. And kind of appreciate that sometimes we don't do it when we have intended to, and then it's too late. So going on the African proverb, when an African person falls, a library is burned or something.
An elder, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When an elder transitions, find that one, a library is burned. And, you know, like I can certainly speak to it in my family, my father, there's nobody on his side, none of his siblings. Mm-hmm. And with my mother, it's just two people left. So just having us kind of, and then talk about how, you know, important that is and say how we're working to have that happen more here at the Institute and just say a little bit about the Family Will Project. Just one more way to kind of bring it.
Yeah, I think that's
fantastic. That's it. Mm-hmm. Love for the holidays. Thank you, Akessa. So, yeah, I'll be happy.
So I'll be scheduling you for that.
Thank you. Okay, good deal. Be happy to do that.
I recommend, in addition to the longer session, snippets, like little advertisements or my memes, Family Lore for the holidays. With a boom on what Family Lore is and also reinforcing different points for it. Ask the elders this, whatever, just for everybody.
Like, but an infographic.
An infographic, you know. But also, we put this out for everybody, and we say if you want to be a part of this on an ongoing basis, you know, learn about or join up to our Family Lore. So we definitely send it to everybody who's registered or who's expressed some interest, but also that we put it out there on the internet and social media. Mm-hmm. So we become we're the people who are pushing Family Lore, Black Family Lore, and they just take some of these good ideas, okay, mm-hmm. that we're giving away and wrapping the holidays. So we have a Kwanzaa one, you know, we have one that's that suggests Thanksgiving, though without calling out the title. You know, et cetera.
So you want multiple?
Yeah, that is, I like what Afia's talking about in terms of doing an interview, and we keep referring to it, but also multiple.
The infographics.
Yeah, multiple either infographics or they could even be 30 to seconds to 60 seconds, an image with voice behind it. So you take two images, that two or three that dissolve with the voice of the, you know, Family Lore, you know, for the holidays, remember during this time, remember da 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 da. You know, discuss what that means. Those kinds of things like that.
Okay.
And if you remind me, I'm willing to, like, you know, try to knock some of those out, sketch some out, and then we can, you know, do them. But any, you know, 60 seconds, 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Let me brainstorm about these. And then I'll come back to the table with who I'd like to do what.
Right.
And just so you know, Dad, or both of you, part of what I had in mind for the segment that you talked about, Mom, is a, you know, 5 tips to talk to your elders over the holidays or something like that, so that it's actionable for people. And it can get them into that. And then it's, you know, they can imagine what that would be like for them, and then kind of use that as a segue to, if you want your youth to be doing this, or you want to be doing this on a regular basis or what have you, then join the family
relationship. If you're open Friday afternoon, you know, I could spend a couple hours where we're like brainstorm some of this stuff and knock some of it out. You know, some of what I've stumped, you know, some of the, what you just said, you know, like what might those 30, 60 seconds, what points might they make, and just go ahead and script them out. Create some of the audio for the background, I mean, the voice part, and then slap some pictures behind them and some music behind them either then or later on. But I, you know, nothing like going ahead and knocking them out. Also reminds me that people who get in the project, we then also use them as a project starts, and we send those to, you know, down the line to the people who are in the project. You know, that is, well, let's say Mama Fua's group, they're also going to need them, their parents, or whether, you know, some tips, some,
oh, okay,
you know I'm saying, so we, what we're doing here can also be useful throughout the project, some for the holidays, you know. So one would be a generic, it's not specifically this holiday, but you know holidays, family time, family reunions, and yeah. That's all I'm saying. We're doing double duty.
I understand.
So if that's open, if that's fine with you, then I'm all for that.
All right, when does your schedule open up on Friday?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
It opens right after. Yeah, I'm good from 1 on.
Okay, so. How about 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
All right, so I'm gonna double check my schedule. Make sure I'm not
all right,
that double booking, but I'm gonna go ahead and schedule it. How is 2.5 hours?
Good.
All right. All right, and Mom, do you particularly want to be involved in that or no?
No, I think y'all have, unless you know, you could call on me for some input. And not Friday, I got some people coming over for dinner, I got to get some Jada, and I got the pantry. So if y'all could just knock it out, or if you need my input though, you can call me up.
All right, that's fine.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So, all right, that's done. Okay, so before we go, I think, let's see. The only things I need from y'all is that list of people who you had in mind to invite or organizations.
Mm-hmm. You had talked about? I do. Let's see where. What I was operating on, where I get what that list is. Yeah, I talked to one of them. Alona.
Okay.
She's more excited about Melon Mastery because her background is science.
Okay.
And that's what she tutors folks in. But we'll see.
All right.
Yep. Oh, I think we also need to do, Ife, if you could get in touch with the brother at Auburn Avenue Research Library to lock in our dates.
Okay. Those dates are June 1st and 2nd?
Yeah, and if we change it someplace else, we can let them know. But, you know, we can have, if not all of it, part of the Family Law Conference there.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday
would be graduation, correct? Sunday
the 2nd. We normally do it on Saturday.
Yeah, but last time Mom gave me the dates, and she said the date was the 2nd, and that's the Sunday.
Sophia, you want to have graduation on Sunday?
I mean, that makes sense to me, honestly, because we don't need to be doing both on the same day. I'm not going to sign up for that.
Let me look at it.
I'll do that right now.
June 1st is a Saturday.
Yeah, you said graduation was June 2nd.
Okay. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry.
Now, why are we going June 1st and 2nd as opposed to the 7th and as opposed to the following week when school's over?
I'm going to the Mukonda calendar right now. These are the dates that I've given people. And
what's up?
What's going on?
The mortgage and the rent.
That is true.
So I don't know. If I wasn't trying to say we'll be on Sunday.
I remember you said the conference could be on Saturday. Graduation is scheduled already for Sunday. That's what I heard you say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Do you want graduation on Sunday?
Well, I'm thinking about it. That's not going to work for a lot of people because they're going to be trying to leave.
That's that point. That's my point.
Trying to leave the city for the people that are coming.
Well, we need to.
I could do the conference on Friday, personally.
Okay. When does school end?
The last day of school is the 31st, May 31st.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's real tight.
Yeah, it's like get it over with. Like, yeah.
How about next week?
That's like burn yourself out.
Exactly. We did that, you know, like the following weekend. Unless you don't expect teachers to be doing anything that last week. You know, be like public school and school is over, you know, beginning of May.
Yeah, you're getting ready for whatever festivities, whatever you're going to be doing. Students are getting ready for it. Yeah, okay, so you expect people, you're going to be teaching a lesson on the 31st, the last day of school, like for real.
Yeah.
Only you, Akessa.
Well, if it's only me, then it's only me then.
Dad, that don't make no sense.
I'm not trying to say that I would. It's just that I'm responding to her, only you. She asked me a question, then she said, only you. I mean, if you're going to ask it and answer it, then what you get back is, well, okay.
All right, so listen. Usually, we have demonstrations right at the end.
That's right.
People do demonstrations, and then they come for the last day, and then it's like all ceremonial, and then we say bye. Trying to do demonstrations.
I didn't say that the last day. Y'all, I'm not talking about the last day. We need more than a day when the stuff is over. So what?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm simply talking about what the last week of school is usually like.
My point is, I recommend, Afia, that we use the 7th, that following weekend after the school is over. It has folks get ready. It has us time to get ready. That's all. Was that your cat you were telling to get down?
What?
Was that your cat you were telling to get down?
They're like fighting with each other, so yeah, I'm trying to get them.
Okay.
All right, then we can be aware some people are going to have programs that are starting and all that. And, you know, we just have to run into that. Internships, like we usually do.
I feel we normally, other than last year when we were having to go to thing, we'd already, when we had the last graduation here with Nadir and whatever, it was the week after we give ourselves a week, and then we had it right then. So it's like school is over, and then the next weekend, I mean, think about it. If people are going to be traveling here, all right, yeah, school's over. They got a minute to get here and all that stuff like that. And then all kinds of things need to be taken care of for this conference. You know, something's just going to be shortchanged, you know, if you're having to do both things, bring them to an end.
All right, that's fine. So let's do the conference on the 7th, graduation on the 8th.
How about part of the conference on the 7th, part of the conference on the morning of the 8th, okay? And then do like we did with Nadir. I don't see what's the problem with that. I don't see that was super stressful. It's just that
I'll tell you that I was not involved. I was not involved with graduation on that year. So if I was heavily involved in both, it would have been highly stressful because graduation was highly stressful. And that was a full day event. So.
It just is, what we did is have the morning thing, have the book that'll be laid out there, give folks time to go and eat dinner and all other stuff like that. Have the graduation that evening, close it out. My thing about having the whole conference on Saturday is that we're gonna miss some people who will just be coming in, okay? So some part of the conference on Friday, you know, and Friday evening, another part on Saturday morning, and then we stop it at 12:01. We have a graduation at 6.
All right, I'm fine with that.
5 or 6.
I'm fine with that. I say that we do like an all day or most of the day Friday conference. And then have the culmination happen on Saturday morning in terms of the
book launch and all that. You know, it's kind of like the awards kind of time.
And what conference is this that we're having? Family Law Project?
Family Law Project Conference.
Okay. All right. And then graduation is at 6:00 on Saturday.
Make it 5.
Let me put Family Law Project Conference. Continued. We'll flesh out what's going to happen. Continues, and it's going to be, say, 9:00 till you said 12. And then graduation.
11.
Then graduation of 6. I'm gonna have to give these new dates to the parents because they have the first. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, also be a good time to start thinking about a few things. Graduation in terms of programs and speakers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're forming the committees now in the AYA group, parent group, Ife.
Okay.
So we'll be actively working there. I do have an out-of-town coordinator already, Mama Danita. Mm-hmm. And who so we'll be having working meetings. I don't know. Y'all Ife, think about it.
Who would you like if you had your druthers?
I don't know about that, but last year we talked about having Modely speak, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Getting her in.
Who you say?
Modely.
Oh, okay. As a speaker?
That's what we talked about last year.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just have remember her from that.
Is there anybody that has a national voice that could raise us some money by us having them?
I don't like national people. They tend to be kind of bullshit.
You are your parents' daughter.
There ain't nobody that's national that got a name that ain't this.
Julianne Malvo.
Bertha Dale?
Julianne Malvo.
No, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, she's kind of off the chain.
She's not congruent with.
Yeah, she might be a little tipsy.
No, she'll be talking about Becky. Becky. Yeah,
she'll be talking about all kinds of stuff that does not make any sense.
Let's think about it real quick. Who is it that we admire and respect? Come on, just off the rip. Rip
who
it
hasn't
off.
Already spoken?
Who?
Cecily Tyson. Just ask me. I'm just letting it go.
Well, if you could become friends with Tyler Perry, he could ask her to do it. Oh boy, and that's too bad that we're not ripping off names, y'all. Come on,
we just got to get into the spirit. See, there's Jada Pickett. All right.
Even if you have people who we might respect some, and
but admire is different.
And even admire and respect them. They may not be congruent with Aya and what Aya's about.
That's true. I'm just trying to let y'all.
I respect Jada Pinkett Smith. It don't make no kind of sense for her to be speaking at Aya graduation.
Yes, people have people speaking at their school's graduation for all kinds of reasons.
Yes, and they do not have missions or purposes like Aya.
Okay.
What about Ayanna Gregory?
She got out of jail.
What do you think?
That would create enough controversy.
He said we could spring Bill Cosby out of jail.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
That's amazing. I people aren't coming to my mind. I'm sorry to say.
They would have to be like these kind of people that make sense that would be congruent. Even a little bit.
I hear somebody.
I know somebody.
LeBron James.
Cut me all the way off like that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ife. I'm so excited. Go ahead.
They would have to be like famous freedom fighters or something like that.
Well, one person that came to mind was.
What about Cynthia McKinney? There you go.
If you could find her.
Yeah, put it down there. Put it in the text chat. Cynthia McKinney is one name. All
right. Right. What about the guy who played Mr. at in the Color Purple. I can't remember his name now.
Oh,
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. I'd love to have him. What about
Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel Jackson. What about the brother who bought the suit for King to be buried in? I can't remember these people's names now.
I don't know who that is.
Who is it, Wakessa? The singer, the Calypso singer.
What's his name?
Adai is overhearing us, and he's recommending Kendrick Lamar.
Who is he?
No. After that, he recommended Common. After that, during Pro Police role that he played in that trash of movie Witnesses.
What movie?
The Life You Give. The Hate You Give.
Oh, shame.
Oh, I know. Harry Belafonte.
Police officer.
That's what I was trying to remember.
He finally remembered his name.
It was his uncle.
What's his name? Harry Belafonte.
That was Common.
Harry Belafonte. Who else that ain't dead?
No, Harry Belafonte is too far gone. We need to get another person. We need to spring though. We gotta spring him from the grave though. Hugh Masekela. See, one will lead to the other.
I can have a sister that is in Tanzania. What's her name?
Oh, you talking about Mama T?
Yeah, I could have her.
Mama who?
Oh my goodness.
Mama who?
Mama T. How many times my mama who looks like that to me? Like I'm
okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Charlotte O'Neal.
Now that could work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just gotta pay for her to come from Tanzania.
Every so often.
Right, I talked to her last year. She's even thinking about a Melon Master Chord.
I'm aware. I don't think she's usually here during that time though. So
nope, she's not. Because we can move our graduation.
She comes for Black History Month and Women's History Month. Although it might not be a bad idea to try to come up with some kind of, you know, benefit event during that time where she speaks. But I ain't planning nothing like that close to Black Love Day.
Okay. Thank you. Black, what you mean close to Black? Black Love be gone.
What?
You said that close to Black Love Day.
Okay, let's see. What about Ayo and Kitamale?
First of all, I'm gonna need you to say her last name right.
Akitimala.
No.
Oh my God.
Akita.
Mayala.
Mayala. Akita Mayala. Wakessa, just so you know, this judge Tobenberg that's giving these orders.
I know. I read it.
Anti-Kemp, which is good. Yeah.
Amy is doing what she could do. She did. She's getting a little life, so she was able to. For those you don't know, Amy Tobenberg gave her some life in the federal courts.
She never ruled in our case.
Well, she gave. You know, remember the other sister who was for us, who was with us, who won the house.
Oh, that was her, wasn't it?
Yep. The other judge was trying to tell her to wait. The Supreme Court, the head of the appellate court, wanted the lawyer to wait. Didn't want the lawyer to cave in. Yeah. So Tobenberg gave some good rulings that gave us life, and that's why he was trying to get the state to certify Supreme Court, because the Tobenberg's ruling had to be where we could say, here is these rulings that we used a lot. That's what I meant by gave us life.
Yeah. All right, now let's look at our friends. Chika Okua.
No. Yes, we love you too.
Shinieri. We already had him. Tell Tafari, I hear him.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
Saying anything. That's a
dime. I got one. This is a good one. All right. Her name is Nzinga Mawakana.
Oh, she's national, good.
National boom. Yes.
I mean, she's a good speaker. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. You know, I don't care about any of these things.
And Zynga is a good speaker? I don't know about that.
It blow.
Have you heard her speak?
Yes, I have.
I'm talking to Mom.
Oh, Mom.
No, I haven't heard her speak before, group.
So then?
I mean, I think she'd do all right. I'm.
Well, you'll get to be with her for about 4 days in a minute.
So you think... We push that she lives in the Silicon Valley, Wakessa, and she's part of the electric car. Not the electric car.
Well, not part of it. Yeah, we get to say, let me just tell you, a whole lot of people. Well, that would be.
I know, Wakessa. That's
and she's WHB.
Get her out of here right now. Keep scrolling.
That's your girl right there,
All right.
Mama Daoud, he has some notoriety.
He's not a speaker, though.
And he's definitely not a speaker.
That's true. That is true. All right, okay, so if you can deliver Nzinga, she needs to give it as a gift to Aya.
That's not a problem.
Let's see. Let's get a second person here real quick.
Your cousin.
My cousin.
Afia, I'm trying to be facetious.
She got some notoriety.
She does. She'd be there talking about Jesus and the political environment and go vote.
She'll be talking about the raw sewage
Keshawn.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. He may be here. Kalonji can speak. We don't want him. He can speak. He definitely can speak. I ain't saying get him. I said he can definitely speak. I heard him speak at Troy Davis.
Oh, there you go. Jocelyn Biggs.
Not Juanique. There's Cynthia. Okay, second will be Cynthia.
Second. What's the button? Now, y'all got to get up. Y'all leaving the brothers completely out?
Okay, name a brother.
Nobody came
up. Jabbar.
Hell no.
Baba
Mustafa Kweziata.
Hey. Hell no.
No, it's okay.
Keep on going.
Okay.
You're having much too much fun with this one.
Okay. Woo! Okay, there's Julianne. No for her. But no. Joe, nah, he ain't no speaker.
Well, Patrice lost weight.
Yes, she did.
Dad, really?
I mean, okay.
Just being ridiculous.
Keep on going. That's some good stuff. We could get Malik.
Summer can do it.
We could get Malik.
Yakini.
He come and speak for us with us.
He'll probably be coming to see Tayani that weekend. Let's see. Not Marciki. Not Yohanse. Alvin Dollar.
I don't even know who that is.
No, I know. You don't know it. And
now,
that's okay.
This person, she be going around the country, but she ain't.
Nobody cares.
Let's go. Come on, keep going.
I mean, what's his name? Notoriety.
Who's that?
Derek Bozeman.
Oh, I don't want Derek Bozeman.
I mean, I don't want him either, but y'all talking about notoriety.
It's just in Atlanta.
Well, okay. It's not like Nzinga has notoriety in real life. It's
no, like she really doesn't. Places.
No, and I'm not talking about her for notoriety.
Not in our community.
I do think in terms of our press and other stuff going out beyond our Aya family. I think it will.
Tony got some national notoriety. She's been ahead of
the line. Oh,
she's not a speaker, I don't think.
And she's sick.
Who said it?
I did.
Wow. Well, is that a die?
Yeah, I'm right here.
There's our guy right there. You wanted a brother with Kessa.
Hey, what?
Keep going.
Coach Frank.
Coach Frank.
Eldridge got a big mouth.
Mom, please stop entertaining these fools.
Okay, all right. Bye, Coach Joe.
Come on, let's get serious.
All right, there's got to be brothers out there, just not on my page.
Nope.
Nidia, at some point, bring Nidia back, but not this year.
What?
Keep going. Please.
I'm going, Lakessa. I'm going.
Able Mabel Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
Tut.
Jamoke Ifeanyi.
Those are Edie.
You
talk about me. Look at you. You're trying to have a real comedy show.
What about? Oh, I got it. What's
I need name? A good laugh. Who is it?
His name.
Where?
Hold on. It's not coming to me. I need to
describe him. Describe him.
No, I need a second. Because the man who's coming to my mind, that is not his name.
Okay.
I'm playing Dad, who wrote the African spirituality book.
Yeah, what's his name? Him.
It starts with an M, don't it?
Somme, Maladoma.
Yeah, there we go.
Can you get him?
Keep going. Keep going.
He got some notoriety.
Keep going.
All right.
Yeah, also got baggage. We want notoriety with consistency and as little baggage as possible.
Yeah. Joyce King.
Yeah, we can put her name down there.
Who's somebody y'all would be excited about? Who is excited about Aya, who would actually be excited about speaking?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Of those that I mentioned, I'll be honest with you, for me, Nzinga would be the one I'd be excited about being excited about.
I mean, it probably won't work out with her schedule, but for me, I will be most excited about Mama C. Because she's excited. She loves Aya.
I got Mama C. I love that. That would be great.
It's excitement.
I think proud
as well.
Let me see who I would like. See, y'all think I was playing with Cecily Texan. See, Cecily, you know.
Look, you write up the letter. You call her people. You got it.
Hey, Cecily, come on, you. I'm trying to think who else. You know, my grandson said Asada. That would be exciting, but I don't think we could pull that off.
Video call.
I know who can speak at graduation.
Your cat.
That would be very fun.
What did he say?
Chadwick Boseman.
What'd you say now?
I didn't say anything. That was your grandson saying Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
Nah, I know who can do it.
Safari said he know how, but I didn't know who. I didn't hear who he talked about. Who he recommend?
Deborah Watkins.
Oh, yeah, right. Like I said, your cat.
She would love to do it. She would pay us to let her do it.
She really would love to do it. And
I know who can do it. I know who can do it. Mukasa Ricks. Black Power!
Whatever it is, would y'all stop the recording now?
I am recording.
I know who would do it. She'll be up.
Afia, stop recording.
Where is it? Okay, hold on. It'll be a
kind of sad.
Stop recording.